Nolte, Democrat run San Francisco loses two major 2024 tech conferences. By John Nolte on July 7, 2023. Two major tech conferences scheduled to book thousands of hotel rooms in crime-infested San Francisco have been canceled. The San Francisco Business Times reports that the IBM-owned open-source software giant Red Hat Incorporated has canceled plans to host its annual technology summit at San Francisco's Moscone Center in 2024 and 2025. 2 years wiped off the books. The report adds that both the 2024 and 2025 conferences would have generated around 40,000 hotel nights. Instead, the conferences are moving to Denver in 2024 and Orlando in 2025. Additionally, Facebook's parent company Meta bailed on a March 2024 event that would have generated around 16,254 hotel room nights. That's more than 56,000 hotel room nights canceled by left-wing, multinational corporations. Gee, I wonder why? 2024 continues to be a particularly challenging year for conventions in San Francisco. Nicole Rogers, SF Travel's executive vice president and chief sales officer, told the Business Times, adding, although 2023 is a robust convention year, 2024 is estimated to actualize about 60% of the average, or down a whopping 40%. Despite a whole lot of spin, this is the bottom line. The moves are a blow to the city's largest conference venue as it tries to stay competitive with venues around the country that are less expensive and not in the crosshairs of negative headlines about downtown street conditions. SF Travel, the city's tourism bureau and booker of citywide events at the Moscone Center, earlier this year slashed its target goals for Moscone-related hotel room nights through 2030 amid cancellations and slower-than-expected demand. The spin is that conference bookings past 2024 look positive. Whatever. There is still plenty of time for those bookings to back out if Democrat-run San Francisco doesn't do something about what we used to call urban decay. This once robust and popular city is now seen as a hotbed of car thefts, assaults, robberies, population loss, fleeing businesses, and stroller moms getting mugged by bat-wielding teens. Watch, for lease, closed, vacant businesses line San Francisco Street as retailers flee. And let's not forget poop-filled sidewalks covered in crack vials and used needles. The worst part of what's happening in the city by the bay is that no one, including voters, is interested in doing what is necessary to solve this problem. You see, they would rather own the Trump-tards than embrace the tried-and-true policies that reduce crime and homeless encampments. To do so would be an admission that far-left public policy is a failure. And common-sense policy, which is now seen by Democrats as racist, actually works. San Francisco is a doom spiral, but the only way out is for Democrats to admit they are wrong, and that is something Democrats never do. Honestly, who can blame these conferences for canceling? Although I consider any kind of business conference to be a circle of hell, a lot of people enjoy them. By day, they pretend to pay attention and feign excitement during the actual conferences. But what they are all there for is the off hours. The nightlife. The bars, restaurants, and carousing. Everyone wants to relax, drink too much, and eat too much. They want to flirt with Ms. Hickenpacker from Human Resources and see if she really is beautiful without her glasses. But it's a little hard to relax while you're stepping over human feces through an encampment straight out of The Walking Dead or while you worry about your rental car being broken into. Oh, well. I don't care. I live here. Burn, Democrat-run cities, burn. And I don't feel bad feeling that way. This is what San Francisco voters want. This is America. Everyone should get what they want. The more these Democrat-run cities get it, the happier I am. Watch, brazen shoplifting activity in San Fran continues. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.